Merging with Shiva, Lesson 10, Handling Each Experience. And while this is going on, what does the body of the soul, the real body of you, what does it do? It's about its business, working, learning, studying on inner planes of consciousness, and waiting for the instinctive and intellectual and physical elements to grow up a little bit and merge. For life is just a tremendously great experience. Each lifetime has been a great experience for the soul. The more experiences we can have during a lifetime and approach those experiences in a positive way, the more we begin to crush out the instinctive elements, the more we begin to mold the intellect. So it is like the superconscious mind rather than being like the instinctive area of the mind. The more we can begin to mold the physical atoms so that they become closer attuned to the spiritual forces emanating from the soul body, the more experiences we can have and face those experiences positively, the faster we evolve. The fewer experiences we have, the slower we evolve. The knowing of how to handle each experience that comes to us in our lifetime comes from the soul. It is our superconscious self. The instinctive mind will want to run after certain experiences and be repelled by other experiences. It is the area of duality, of likes and dislikes. The instinctive mind will react and resent experiences of a certain nature. The intellectual mind will rationalize other types of experiences that happen to us during a lifetime, argue them out, try to find out the reasons why. The superconscious mind of the soul will know the reason why. It will come in an intuitive flash. If it doesn't, it doesn't matter anyway. The spiritual body of you, which is permanent, has always remained constant. It has always been constant because it's directly in tune with the constant central source of all energy of the universe. This one source of energy feeds through your spiritual body and out through the intellectual sheath, the astral sheath, the emotional sheath, and the physical body. So, identify yourself as the inner being. Never see yourself as an outer being. Then experience won't be reacted to. It will be understood from a mountaintop consciousness. Then experience won't be sought for the enjoyment of the experience. The self will be sought for. And the experience will be part of the path to you.